Praise God. Welcome to all of you coming to us by Blog Line this morning. We just are joined together in praising the Lord, and we know that this is this is your church, amen, and the only church that you get. So we want to just maybe inspire you in any kind of way we can. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, the greatest privilege of my life is to be able to come before you.
Yes, Lord.
You are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, through Jesus Christ. And God, you are the creator of all things. We do praise you and give you glory and adoration and all the respect and honor that's proper and due to you. Thank you for everything that you've done for us. You've been so multitudinously good to us, blessed us, and so opened so many doors, and we just appreciate everything you've done. Thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way when so many people didn't wake up and so many people who woke up couldn't get started. But here we are, and we thank you for it. We do say yes, yes to you, Lord, yes to your way and yes to your will. Ask that the Holy Ghost would take over this line. Do what the Holy Ghost wants to do. Tell us what to do, what to say. God, I don't know nothing. I can't do nothing. I'm not anything unless you make me. And I do appreciate everything that you've done. God bless us today, every person on the line. Bless us and rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus. Give us a clear line and we bless us everywhere. In Jesus' name. Let miracles like we've never seen come here in 2015. Thank you for some already and others that are coming. In Jesus' name, we love you. Thank God. Thank God. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on the prayer line. God bless you. Good morning to you. Let's speak to the Lord. He's in the room. Good morning, Lord. Good morning. May not be the theme, but he's in. Yeah. Let's go and praise. This is a praise check to see what level your praise is on. Praise check. Everybody, come on in and praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Open your mouth. Lift your voice and sing. Let everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We give you glory. Thank you for Easter. We celebrated Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you adoration. We give you the praise. We esteem you. We adore thee. We lift thee up. And give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, we give you this praise. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. And amen. And God bless all of you on this prayer line this morning. It's a great day to give God praise. And we just love the Lord. We want to just see how your Easter was. Amen. Resurrection Sunday. My God, we had such a time. And I want to open the line up this morning for praise reports. I know you got one. I know the Lord has been good to you. And he bless you in such a great way. Made ways for you, opened doors that you didn't even know were closed. And those that were closed, he opened them up for you. Those that you knew, he opened those up for you too. God bless you. I want to open up the line this morning to praise reports. One of y'all can take the praise reports if you decide to do so. Amen. But I want to get those praise reports, and I want to hear about what God did for you over the Easter holiday or any other time is all right. But who would like to take those praise reports this morning? If so, just jump in there.
Praise
in the name
Lord.
Of you.
God bless you, my chief.
Praise
and
God.
Amen. I honor the Lord God in your life. Amen. Amen. And we honor you this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. To Ambassador Lady Betty. Amen. And God knows we honor the mother of the nation, Mother Atlee Johnson. It's just so good to hear of her stirring up in the background. And we thank God that you're a great son there with your mother. That's what Jesus required. And to all of the ambassadors, ambassadors elect, and all of the men and great women of God that is on the line this morning. Today is Monday. Amen. Praise the Lord. April the 6th, and we do honor the Lord. Savior Jesus Christ. Now, please report. Amen. Someone phone, get it together. I certainly want to open it up, amen, by saying God was so good to us, amen, for allowing the Holy Spirit to fall down on us in my area. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I thank God that Jesus is everywhere. Amen. And he certainly was in the area of Illinois, North Chicago, Waukegan, Chicago, Harvey, everywhere. I thank and praise God that I had a wonderful weekend celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It was awesome. Awesome in the Lord. I praise him today. Even this morning, I wake up this morning and tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit, because it was a great. Amen. I serve the Lord every day, but it was a special touch on this weekend, and I honor him for that. I do give him the praise. Amen. I praise the Lord. I shouted. Amen. The anointing of God fell on me. Impartation got up again. Praise the Lord all day Saturday, all day Sunday. On the blog line last night, a glorious anointing, and here we are again. I went to sleep just thanking, thank you, thank you, Jesus. So I certainly want this on record, amen, to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that I thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be in this resurrection season again. And I give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. And the praise line is open for anyone else that want to, amen, jump in and tell the Lord and tell us how grateful you are and what a good time you had this weekend. Mm-hmm. The line is open unto you. Anyone with a praise report this morning, you're on the line.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila Zelo. First and foremost, I want to give honor to God, who's truly the head of my life. I give honor to this great man of this service, Dr. Johnson, your wife, Mother Johnson, and everyone. I just truly thank God on this wonderful morning. I thank God for Resurrection Day yesterday. From the beginning to the end, I had a wonderful time. Resurrection Day was awesome. Church was fine, and it didn't stop at church. We had dinner at my sister's house. We had a fine resurrection dinner. I tell you, my brother-in-law prayed before we had dinner, and I tell you, resurrection was off the chain, as they could say, for me. And truly, when I got home, it did not stop. It just kept on continuing. Even through the mix of this weekend, on Good Friday, we laid my auntie to rest, my mother's sister, 4 months apart of death. But I'm truly giving God all the praises this morning, because he's just doing great things in all of our lives. So that's why resurrection was so important to me on this weekend, because God is just doing great things in my life, and he's continued to do great things. Even in my mix-up, he's continued to do great things in my life. And I just thank God for you, and give honor on this day. When I woke up this morning, I was still giving God the thanks for resurrection, because I tell you, if it wasn't for him rising, glory to his name, I wouldn't be here today. So I'm still giving God the praise and the honor. You guys have a blessed day. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The anointing is on the line. Anyone else with a praise report? You're on the line. Reports. Somebody, I know the Lord has been good to you. Amen. If you're alive, it's all because of him. Someone with a praise report, you're on the line.
God bless you, and God bless our chief ambassador,
Ambassador Betty Mother Johnson, Ambassador Stern, every ambassador and saint and prayer warrior on the line, praising God. Amen. This Ambassador Pfeiffer just thanking God for another day, seeing another Resurrection Sunday. I praise God because our church don't teach that there is any Easter and about the bunny and the rabbit having babies and having eggs. We teach about Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection. And the entire day was just filled with joy, filled with love, filled with compassion. Hallelujah. And the message, I tell you, if I could bottle and mail it to you, I would. I am thanking God for his goodness, his blessings, his miracles, how he just working miracles outside of everything the enemy is trying to do to the people of God and to the body of Christ. God is yet working miracles, and I am praising him for his miracles. I was able to touch base with people on Facebook and share how good God was, and I don't know if some of them are on here this morning, might be first-time callers. We just want to welcome them also and just let them know that the Spirit of the Lord is upon them, and hallelujah, it's on this line. The anointing is on the line, and thank God for each of you, every praise. Every time I hear your praise report, it makes my soul happy and happy. I just thank God for another day. Keep me in your prayers. God bless you, bless you, bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What an awesome, awesome praise reports that are coming forth. And we want to hear how you bless the Lord where you live. Is it anyone else with a praise report? Come on, let's hear what the Lord has done for you.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Gina, and the house has already been addressed. I thank God for the Good Friday night service that we had with the seven last sayings. It was truly a blessing. We had young people involved in that were also involved in the seven last sayings. I thank him for our service on yesterday. Our pastor brought us an outstanding word on yesterday. And I thank God for the word for this service. Thank him for how the youth participated yesterday in this service, and the Lord is truly blessing our youth spiritually, and I thank God for that. I thank God that I'm allowed to see the growth, still on top of the earth, allowed to see the growth in them, and I thank God that we had to hear Mother Johnson's voice yesterday. She wasn't in the service, but I still thank God for what he's doing in her life also. You all continue to play my spirit in the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. That's all the way from Kansas. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else that want to let God else know how grateful and what awesome time you had in the Lord? You're on the line.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Sister Lucille.
I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for the blessing that I received on yesterday at church. My pastor was playing that saxophone, and the spirit went all through my body, and I just thank the Lord. I can't hardly talk this morning, but I thank the Lord on this morning, and I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for me.
Well, praise the Lord, Sister Lucille. God bless you is our prayer. And just to have that little voice to tell the Lord thank you, he honors that. Amen. Anyone else with a praise report? You're on the line.
Good morning. Sister Jerry.
Go ahead, Sister Jerry. We hear you.
Okay. My weekend started out on Friday night, Good Friday. Well, it started Friday at noon at our church. And from there, I went to a healing service Friday night. Oh, my Lord, and I never saw so many young people in that church, and they working, those people. Them young people can pray. Oh, my God, it was just wonderful. Then we come on over to Sunday morning at our church. We baptized one whole family, and by the time Pastor got through preaching, he took in another family, and part of those got to be baptized. service was really high, and our musician, Dr. Charles Campy, he was just wild making that organ talking. He had us singing like the roof was going off top of the building. It was a blessing yesterday.
Well,
oh, my God. We had
Lord,
a great
God
time.
God bless you, Sister Jerry. All of that was in the area in my atmosphere. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless
yes.
you is my prayer. Amen. Is it anyone else that want to share what the good Lord had did for you all where you worship? You're on the line.
Good morning. Praise the Lord, Ambassador Stair, Mrs. Ambassador Stair. Glory to God. And I just praise God for another day. I give much honor and respect to the chief and his family. And, yes, we had an awesome time in Arkansas over the weekend. Started on Friday in noonday service, and I was one of the presenters, and God really blessed. He poured out his spirit and his anointing. Glory to God. And on yesterday, it was the same thing on that resurrection day. Listen, he resurrected some things up in me. Ha! Glory to God. And I'm so excited. Amen. And I tell people, you don't know my story, so that's why you might not understand my praise. Glory to God, but I was crushed for this. I've been talked about for this, and I'm still standing, glory to God, because in this season that I'm in, I am more than determined to keep my eyes on Jesus, because as I begin to reminisce on how the man of God had all power in his hand, who could have wiped out the earth at any time, but he knew his purpose, his mission, and the reason he was here, that we would be here today. No matter how he was talked about, criticized, and said, look at you, you're not going to say anything and you're not going to do anything and you're going to let the people do this to you and your father could wipe out the earth at any time. But he knew his purpose and he never said a word. So what a message for us to understand today. We're going to go through, but we just got to know what God put us on this earth for. He took the keys from the devil. Glory to God. I heard somebody say he pimp slapped him. Glory. But I just want to say this. I thank God because I left yesterday evening with a war cry, and I'm going to get off the line with it. And you know what we do at our church every now and then? We go, ooh, oh, glory to God. And every time I think about that, I want to open up my mouth and shout. Because I can't wait to see how the devil already running. You know how you hit some bugs and they just splatter every day, everywhere. I see them doing in the atmosphere. God bless all of you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, praise
God
the Lord.
Bless you.
No sin like Ambassador Stiff. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know her name, Ambassador Stiff, but it ought to be Ambassador Energetic. Amen. We love her.
God
all we need is somebody to stir up the gift of God. Amen.
Yes,
and God have stirrers in the spirit, and the war cry is everywhere. Amen. It can't be but one. Amen. That's why we're on one accord. Amen. It can't be but one war cry, because it's going up unto the Lord. When we had unity, amen, and unity in the body of Christ, is there another one that want to come and give your praise report? You on the line.
Good morning. This is Sister Jolene Garnett.
Yes,
Jesus,
ma'am.
Is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. And Jesus is alive. I thank God for the resurrection of this weekend. I went to a passion play to see. They showed us how God died on the cross for us. So I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for this first fruit prayer line, for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, and to all the first fruit prayer line. I thank the Lord. God has been so good to me. I just thank the Lord how he is blessing, how he's keeping favor over me and to the first fruit prayer line. I just want you all to pray for me. God is good, and Jesus is alive. He is alive.
Lord, Sister Garnett, you made your request and your report unto the Lord, and the Lord is pleased. I thank you for telling us that and sharing your report, your praise, amen, report with us. There be another one. You're
amen.
On. Amen. We're in church, you all. Amen. And we pop up like popcorn. Is there another one on the line?
Amen.
Amen. You're there.
Elect Bernita. God bless everyone. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I just thank the Lord for saving me, sanctifying me, and filling me with the Holy Ghost. And I just thank the Lord for everybody that's on the line, everybody that's listening from abroad, from home. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. On this weekend, on Friday, I went to a visiting church to hear the seven last phrases of Christ, or the seven last words of Christ, and I really enjoyed it. It was really good. And when one of the presenters spoke on the Lord Jesus Christ saying, "I thirst," and then he expounded on how Jesus turned water into wine, how he met the lady at the well, and how he walked on water, but yet he thirsted. And it was so good. It was just good to the soul. It was just soul food. God is so good. And I just thank the Lord for the gospel, because it's going to take the gospel to save us, and it's going to take the gospel to keep us. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. At least you got something in it. Amen. We go to church to get something, to impart and to get something. And thank God that you made that known unto the Lord, because I guarantee you, anywhere that we were, that was the seven last words, we all got something out of it. Amen. Because it's in the Word. Amen. How many more do you want me to take, Chief? It's 6:20.
I think we're probably at our limit here, and maybe one more.
One more. I'm being obedient, amen, unto leadership. Our chief ambassador, say one more. If you're there, jump in there so we can get your praise report. You're on the line.
Maybe that one more is me. I just want to thank God.
Go ahead, Chief.
You did a wonderful job, Ambassador Stern. That's a praise report there, and we appreciate you. I was just so grateful for what the Lord did in amazing grace. We have a saying and a motto: amazing things happen at amazing grace. And amazing grace is the place where amazing things happen. And they really do. So many amazing things happen. As we had the seven last words on Friday night, and it was just so wonderful, wonderful. And then we came with our Sunday morning Easter service. It was just, my God, I can't describe it. And the Lord moved in such a way. I brought that message that the Lord gave me to you all first on the prayer line. I spoke about there is a wound in his side just for me. There is a wound in his side just for me. Thomas said, "I won't believe that Jesus is risen until I see his nail-scarred hands and take my hand and thrust it in his side and feel the wound." Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead. I told him yesterday, you know, when Jesus died, just before he died, he said, "It is finished." Have you ever thought about this, that when he said, "It is finished," that demons were around the cross, and they took it literally. And I believe they went back to Satan and told him, "Devil, you won. You won. Jesus, he already surrendered to you. He said, 'It is finished.' The war between you and him is finished," and he gave up. But they didn't realize that Jesus was saying, "I've completed the assignment that my Father gave to me." But the devil took it in literal context and began to start a party. The biggest party that the world has ever seen was started then by Satan, because he said, "I won. I won. I won. Put out all the wine, all the liquor, all the drugs, all the sex parties, everything you can imagine was at this party," because he was celebrating his victory over Jesus. As we celebrated there and on the earth, the enemy must have been celebrating a victory that he thought he had over Jesus. But right in the midst of it, Can't you see a demon coming running, banging on the door? And Satan said, let him in. He said, devil, you got to stop the party. Why? What's wrong? Well, you know Jesus that we had, he died on the cross and said, it is finished. He said, yeah. They took him down and put him in the bar tomb. Yeah. He stayed there. Yeah. He stayed there Friday night. We had him on Friday night, devil. Yeah. We had him on Saturday morning. Yeah. We had him on Saturday night. Yeah. But early Sunday morning, what happened? He kicked the back door out of death, hell, and the grave, and he is risen. I tell you, we had a risen time on Sunday morning. And I want to just tell you that when Jesus rose, he appeared to more than 500 people who saw him to testify that he was risen. That's when Thomas, he was with the disciples, said, I won't believe that he's risen until I see his nail-scarred hands and take my hand and thrust it in his side. Then I believe. Jesus heard him say it and walked through the wall and said, Thomas, I heard you say you wouldn't believe that I was risen until you see my nail-scarred hands and take your hand and feel the wound in my side. Here I am, Thomas, see my hands. Take your hand and put it in my side. And he felt the wound in his side. I just want to tell you that Jesus had already died now. He had died on the cross, said, it is finished. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, the Greek, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? They took him down and buried him. This was after he was buried in the tomb. And he rose from the dead. Now he's risen. And Thomas, Doubting Thomas, sees his nail-scarred hands after he's risen. And then feels the wound in his side. There was a wound in the side of Jesus just for Thomas. And I want to tell you, if there was a wound in the side of Jesus for Thomas, there is a wound in the side of Jesus just for you. That wound will bring healing to you. It will bring comfort to you. That wound in his side is when you're down, you're being picked up. When you're out, you're being brought in. When you are weeping all night long, the wound in his side lets you know that there is a weeping that may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. God bless you. I tell you, we had such a great time on Sunday morning. There is a wound in his side just for you. And I want to say this to you, that we praise God for all of you on the prayer line, for all of your praise reports. We just had such a great time at Amazing Grace. And my wife, Mother Johnson, couldn't make it to the service. Amen. She's coming next Sunday. But Lady Betty went all the way back home, which is miles and miles, and she had prepared a special dinner and fixed a plate for Mother Johnson and then came back all the way about 30 minutes about cross town just to bring a plate to Mother Johnson. I tell you, what a wonderful thing you did, Ambassador Lady Betty, and we appreciate it so very, very much. And there is a wound in his side just for you. God bless all of you. I do want to hear a prayer request this morning. Any of our ambassadors or ambassadors-elect can take those prayer requests and pray for the people this morning. Amen. Because I know there is a wound in his side just for every person who has a special need this morning. And that wound in his side offers healing virtue. Oh, my God. Thank you. In the spirit realm, I'm speaking. God bless you. The line is open for you for prayer requests. And you might want to take those prayer requests. Amen.
My name is Dr. Amen. Johnson. This is the Ambassador-elect Lacey. I'll take them for you this morning.
All right. God bless you.
Hey, good morning to all of you. God bless you. Happy belated Easter. I'm sure you all had a good time. We all had a good time at church yesterday. There were people that probably never would go to church. what was there at the churches. And we thank God for Bishop Bonner. He was able to preach yesterday. We thank God for him, but we got to continue to lift him up in prayer. We got to lift up a family here. Their son got shot, 17 years old, got shot down on Saturday night, and we need to lift that family up in Zion. Okay, is there anyone this morning that has a need for prayer or need someone to pray for them? We ask that you would come forward and give your prayer request.
Good morning. Again, this is Ambassador-elect Bernita. I would like to request prayer for the women's department.
You would like to request prayer for the women's department.
Yes, and I also would like to request prayer for the family of Missionary Ruby Reddick. Missionary Ruby Reddick died this morning, and she lived to live again. And we're just requesting prayer for the family and the friends.
Well, I hope someone is taking these down for us this morning. All right. She requests prayer for the women's department and for families that have lost a loved one. God bless you this morning, sister.
Yeah, Missionary Ruby Reddick, the family of Missionary Ruby Reddick.
Reddick, and you're requesting prayer for the Marie family. What is that Marie family name? I hope someone is taking them down. I don't have a pen close. All right, is there anyone else that desire prayer this morning?
Sister Lucille Unspoken.
Sister Lucille Unspoken. Unspoken
yes,
for Sister Lucille. Is there anyone else desire prayer this morning?
Sister Jolene Garnett, requesting prayer for the Garnett family and for Mother Franklin. I haven't heard from her in a long time in the First Fruit prayer line. Thank you.
She's requesting prayer for the First Fruit prayer line.
And for the Garnett.
This is Sister Garnett, she said?
Yes, ma'am. And for Mother Franklin, I haven't heard from her in a long time on the First Fruit prayer line.
Mother Franklin. Yes, Mother Franklin. We hope and pray that she's okay. Or is there anyone else?
Ruby and Gabriel Andrews.
Ruby and who?
And Gabriel Andrews.
And Gabriel Anthony. Okay. You request prayer for them. It's a blessing to reach out for someone else to request prayer for them when you know that they have a need. God is looking and hearing from us because we are reaching out. It makes a difference when you can care about your sister and your brother. And I hope Pastor Stern is on the phone this morning taking those names for us. Is there anyone else that desire prayer this morning?
Okay. Sister Karen Brown, I want to request prayer for Elder Kevin Strada. We haven't heard from him in a very long time.
I saw Elder Strada a couple of Sundays ago, and he also was at my benefit. He's doing fine. He and his family, they are doing well. Thanks to back in the Waukegan area, we saw him at my birthday celebration. So we shall be talking to him as soon as we get a number and see if he's come back. Is he coming back to the First Fruit prayer line? Is there anyone else?
Let me just say this. I talked with Elder Strada. His problem is that he has a phone situation that won't allow him to dial in. And some people are like that. So we'll pray that God would resolve that phone system problem so he'll be able to dial back in. God bless you.
All right. God bless each of you this morning. We heard from Pastor Strada. We're glad that National Ambassador-elect Johnson has heard from him. Oh, my God. We thank God for each of you this morning. Is there anyone else that desire prayer this morning? It is no harm to make your request known. make it known. Okay, is Ambassador Pfeiffer on the phone this morning? Is he on the prayer line?
This is Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson?
Yes, I have an unspoken request for you all to be praying for. And I know God is able to do all things. And I'm just looking for him to save my son. That's one request, but the unspoken request, I'm looking for the Lord to bless. And I will be sharing with y'all when the Lord opens that door for me. God bless you.
All right, all right. She's requesting prayer for her son to be saved. And what is your son's name?
Willie Wilson, Jr.
Willie Wilson, Jr.
Everett Wilson.
Everett.
Joseph Wilson. And Christopher Wilson.
Four boys. We do need our men to come forth and they get saved, help us lead, to be our leaders. Oh, God, we need our men. We need our men. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Is how many more, Ambassador Johnson?
Don't forget my husband.
Yeah. I think we need to move the prayer.
Need
to move the prayer. Amen.
Father, we just thank you this morning for those who have made a request for their loved ones, for families, bereaved families, and for the Fresh Fruit Prayer Line, for Ella Strader, and all of those names that they called, her four or five sons to be saved. We know that you're able, and we know that you can do it. We know you will. You said, we have not, because we ask not. And we come asking you this morning in the name of Jesus, is to bless these brothers, save them, give them another chance. And we thank God this morning that we were able to get out of our beds and move our hands, move our feet. Hallelujah. Able to see, able to speak, able to eat. We may not have all that we want, but we thank you for what we have. And we pray this morning for the First Fruit Prayer Line. We pray for Lady Betty, Mother Johnson this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for how far you brought her. Ambassador Johnson, we know that he's been going through it with his mother and staying up all night long and being there for her. But we thank you for him, and we pray this morning that you would add a blessing to them. Bless them this morning, Lord Jesus, that is standing in need of your help, in need of your care. You are a wonderful God. You're a merciful God, and you know how to mercy. We pray for this family that lost their son, that were gone down on Saturday night, and we ask that you would just be merciful, Lord, to us. Help us with our families. We don't know who's the next one to come through to be shot down or to be killed and to die. We thank you right now for everything, and we pray for the Foster family this morning. So many of them was at the funeral on Saturday. I mean, over 1,000 or more was at that funeral for Mother Foster, but she's going on. But we pray for those that are left behind. And we thank you this morning for everyone that is on this prayer line. We thank you for everyone, Lord, and we ask that you would bless them this morning, those that didn't even have a chance to make a request. And we bless them in the name of Jesus. We count it all joy this morning. We count it all joy. Let us give him the praise. And when praises go up, the blesser come down to bring the blessing. We thank you for all you're going to do, everything that you've already done. You, if you don't do no more, you've done enough. But we know that you're the kind of God that will reach out and touch. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. We know that you're able to do it. We're going to believe you for a miracle, a miracle, a miracle on this prayer line. In Jesus' name, we ask all of these blessings. Amen and amen. Is there anyone else that is our prayer that will pray for us this morning, pray with these persons who made requests? Would you come forward right now and pray? All right, Mother Wilson, come on and pray with us this morning.
In the name of Jesus, we're looking to you today to forgive us of all of our sin. Oh, God, place us in a new realm with you because we want to live right. We want to do what's right. And God, you bless me as I pray for these that is requesting prayer. We ask you, dear God, oh, let them look up to you and be worthy of your calling, worthy of your dying. And Lord Jesus, bless each and every one with their desire of the heart. Oh, Lord, we know that thou can do it. You said that you would. You promised that you would heal the sick. You said you're the Lord thy God that healeth thee. And God, I believe that the healing virtue is in the wing and in the air for your people. Oh, God, we said today we're looking to you for an answer. We're looking to you, Lord, because you promised us that you would deliver us out of all our affliction and all the diseases, that you would heal the land. Heal the land today, Lord. Heal the sick and heal the one that needs saving, Lord, from their sins, and forgive them of whatever they have done, and let the iniquity roll off of them, oh God. We know that you can do it. We know that you are able to do it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, open that spiritual door for them so that they may be able to walk in, oh, God, in the light of the life of you in the name of Jesus. Because your dying, Lord, was not in vain for us. You intended for us to live holy. You want us to live holy. You want us to walk upright before you in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, look on the elders. Look on, oh, God, the parent, that they be able to know how to rightly divide the word with their children. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we don't want to push them away, but we want to draw them to you in your name, Jesus, and we bless you. We praise you, oh, God. Look on the saints, God. They need your help. We need your help, Lord. We need you all day long, all day, Lord. We want to say thank you for what you've done for us. We want to say thank you for how you have lifted us up. We want to say thank you for how you've encouraged us when we were discouraged. Walking in your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone that is requesting prayer. God, I know you're able to answer because you have answered me a many times. Oh, God, I'm looking to you. Look on the prayer line, Lord. Bless Dr. Johnson and his family. And we thank you for Mother Johnson, oh, Lord. Oh, she didn't say anything. But we know that the prayers of the saints avail as much for those that are seeking you and seeking our healing and seeking our love right in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Thank we you. Thank you today. Thank you for everything that you have done for us. Thank you for the food that you have prepared before us, that we sit down and we eat because it could not be there. And look on the people, oh God, that's over in Africa and in different places that don't have no food supplied for them, Lord. You are our supplier. And you are their supplier in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for everything that you have done. Everything, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You prepared the food for us. You even put food, oh God, where we can get it when we don't have to plant it and we don't have to do anything. You let it volunteer and come up. And God, we thank you for that. Thank you for our children. Let them just volunteer and walk up and say, I want to be saved. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. And amen.
You are back in the hands of Ambassador Johnson. For the
thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
you much.
Thank you.
Are you there, Ambassador, National Ambassador Johnson?
Amen. Thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Dr. Lacey. You did a wonderful job. We have a few minutes more left. We have a few more minutes left, and if anyone else wants to pray, the line's open to you. It's a wonderful thing to be able to talk to the Lord. Anybody else want to pray? Otherwise, we'll just leave a few minutes earlier today if you would like to pray. The line's open to you.
Father God, we thank you once again for this wonderful day that you have made, oh God, and we are rejoicing and we will be glad in it, oh Father. And God, as we come during this day after Resurrection Day, that God, it will be resurrected in us to remember you and why we take a partakers of your blood and the bread in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, oh, Father, that you didn't bear the cross alone, oh, God, and every nail that you suffered and every nail that we have been pinned down with adversities in our life, we give you glory. We give you glory, oh, Father, and God, keep us reminded of the victory that we have in you. And God, we bind every negative force and influence that has been set up before our children in the name of Jesus. We bind every addiction that before them in the name of Jesus. Touch their minds, oh God. Let this mind be in them which is also in Christ Jesus. Oh God, we rebuke the adversary. The assignment's been set up to destroy them of their purpose and their mission in life, oh God. Touch their minds, oh God. Touch their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Give them a negative taste for alcohol, a negative taste for drugs in the name of Jesus. Change their compassion. Change their purpose. Change their mindset, oh God, and their influences on this earth. And God, we right now, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. And if anything that we have done in our lives, oh God, by sin of commission and omission, oh God, in our teaching, in our instructions, in our bringing them up that hurt them, oh God, we ask for forgiveness today. God, the sting of pain that has hurt them, that's carried them through their developmental stages of their life, that they can't seem to overcome, that will cause them to rely upon gangs and finding love in all the wrong places, oh God, break it up in the name of Jesus. Send some young person that is saved to them to witness to them, oh God, to show them the way to the cross. And God, we thank you for the blood that's dripped, that already dripped. We thank you for the blood, oh God, right now. We thank you for the blood right now. Keep them in the name of Jesus. For now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and will present us faultless, oh God. Thank you, because you have to receive the glory. And God, we thank you that your words and all things will work together for your good. It's working even when you're silent. And God, we thank you that it's working, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. After having done all, stand, parents, stand. Stand in your situation. Let the Holy Ghost rise up in you. Stand. Stand not looking at the circumstances or the system, all the symptoms in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we thank you for the chief and the ambassadors and the chief ambassadors in the household of faith and the saints of God that's on this line all over the world, knowing that you are there and that you are faithful to the promise and you cannot lie and you'll watch over your word to reform it and it will not return unto your void. So we're going to stand and walk in the victory and the liberty that you have given us. And we thank you that you've cursed the enemy, God, huh? Oh, you spoil the principalities and powers of the air. And God, right now, we pull down every stronghold right now that's holding the people hostage. Release and let go. Breathe the breath of life from the lion in the name of Jesus. Stir the gift within your people, oh God. And we praise you right now. We glorify you right now. We honor you right now. We thank you for long life and longevity. Well, we thank you that the word says healing, healing, healing is the children bread. We thank you for there is a balm in Gilead. Oh God, we thank you. You said in your word that the just this morning shall live by faith. And God, we're walking by faith. Thank you, Lord, by faith right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory. We give you praise. We praise you, oh God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Oh, worthy is the Lamb of God. You are Jehovah Jireh this morning. You are our provider. You are our LL Young. You are the God that's more than enough. And God, we praise you for what we have, oh God. We thank you for the small things that's enough. But we praise you because you're the God that's more than enough. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Thank you. You're more see here now. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, one wonderful prayer, Master said. I'm going to close that with that this morning. I'm going to let you have a few minutes back this morning One of the things I try to do is be compassionate on the people and try to be mindful of your personal family time. If there's anybody else who wants to pray, the line is open to you. But otherwise, we'll be closing this morning. Anybody else want to pray? The line is open to you. All right. God bless you. Oh, what a wonderful prayer line this morning. I still feel the anointing on the line. And the Lord bless you and keep you. Just remember, I'm praying for you and would like for you all to keep me in prayer. I had a call from Canada just the other day from some filmmakers who had heard about me. And they said, Dr. Johnson, we would like to come down. And they're coming down Friday and Saturday and be an Amazing Grace on Sunday. They're doing a documentary on your leader's life, on my life's documentary. And I had people pray Sunday in Amazing Grace. One guy prayed, he said, Lord, let this lead to a movie. Because many times documentaries do lead to movies. And I open the line if anybody want to pray for that. It's going to happen. They'll be here coming down about three or four coming down on Friday and be here with me Saturday and also Sunday for filming of a documentary on my life. So if y'all want to pray for that, ask God to bountifully bless and help it and whatever he has for us. Somebody said, what God has for me is for me. And I receive it in the name of Jesus. The line is open to you if you'd like to pray for that.
Father, we asked you this morning is to be a blessing to National Ambassador Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and First Fruit Prayer Line, and Amazing Grace. We know that you can do, Lord, and we've been praying and asking you to let someone come from the northeast, west, and south to open up the publicity doors, to open up the national door, so these prayers from First Fruit can be heard all over the world. We thank you. We thank you this morning for our ambassadors already sending this good news around the world this morning. Ambassador, Lord Jesus, the ambassadors coming on and bringing us on 90 million strong. We thank you for her this morning, Lord, who's opened this door. Now we asking you to open doors all over the world for Dr. Johnson, who have been so faithful to the calling of his Saxon. Not only that, now pastoring and going forth to bring the word and praying for people all over. Don't get tired. If you're calling me, he'll pray for you direct. We thank you for that. Now, God, we ask that you would open up the door. Let the door open. And when those persons come from Canada, let them see the light. Let them see what he's trying to do and broadcast it all over the world. Let the whole First Fruit Prayer Line and Amazing Grace catch on fire in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about that burning fire of Amazing Grace. How sweet it sounds. Let's save your wretch like me. Let them not be lost, but let them see the good things. Let them hear the prayers of the righteous. Oh, God, and let them also give Mother Johnson the praise who have brought this son to the world, and not only this son, but the rest of her boys that are doing quite well in the ministry. We pray for the whole Johnson family, Lady Betty, Lord, who gives so much of her time. We thank you for a First Lady that really loves the people this morning. And we give you praises and thanks for everyone on the prayer line this morning that they will be praying when those people arrive on Friday or Saturday, whenever they come, that they can be a blessing. Not only to Amazing Grace, not only to Dr. Johnson's life, but broadcast it all over every which way. Let it come about. We're going to thank you for what you have done, and we're going to thank you for what you're going to do, how far he's going in this world. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Open up the way, Lord. Fix the way. You said you are the way, the truth, and the light. And we thank you for bringing all of this to the light for Dr. Johnson, who have struggled with this prayer line. My God, for many years now, he's been struggling with the prayer line to let the world know that it's time to pray. Many people are getting away from prayer, but they know. We know. We know on First Fruit that prayer changes things. And we're going to thank you this morning for every good and perfect gift, because we know they come from you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And not only them coming from Canada, but they're going to be coming from the northeast, west, and south to hear about First Fruit, to see, my God, at the convention, there's going to be people there from all over with their cameras and with their broadcasting system to take a note. And we're going to thank you for it already. We're going to thank you for the prophecy this morning that doors is going to be open at this prayer convention. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Lord.
Amen and amen.
God bless you, Dr. Lacey and Master Lent. God bless you so much. Oh, my God. Anybody else wishing to pray in the line is open to you?
Heavenly Father, I do just want to come, Lord, to the throne of grace. Thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for the foot soldiers of Christ that are on this First Fruit prayer, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, our chief ambassador, Lord Jesus, God. Strengthen him, encourage him, equip him, Lord, and continue to love him, God. Gird him up, Lord Jesus, God. Bind the staff even the more, God, to prepare the way, Lord Jesus, God. As we're getting things ready, Lord Jesus, God, for whatever is coming forth for First Fruit, God, I thank you that the prayers have gone strong, Lord. Continue to lift them up together, God. But I thank you, Lord, for amazing grace. I thank you for each participant, each church family, each member, God, each child that's invested in the church, Lord Jesus, each lay member, God, that's invested in First Fruit, Lord Jesus, God. I ask you to strengthen them, Lord Jesus, God. Strengthen the people that are coming, Lord Jesus. Let no faultiness come, God. Let it all be about you getting the glory, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that your word says the last will be first and the first shall be last. I thank you, Lord, as Ambassador Chief Johnson has been a forerunner, a foot soldier for you, God. Lord, I thank you that he is coming into his time, Lord. I thank you that you have used him down through the years, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, God, that this is all for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Cover them, cover them, cover them, cover them, God. Amen.
Thank you so much, and thank you for that prayer. And you said some things that reminded me, and, you know, this is some miracles like you've never seen. I'm receiving some now. I always have looked and saw the things I prophesied coming to pass on people, and the Lord has remembered me now. I hope you're happy for me. I'm always celebrating everybody. Happy for you. God is doing some miracles like I've never seen in 2015. Another thing is one of my sons who has followed me, amen, he is now getting his doctorate degree, and he's doing his dissertation on me, getting his doctorate May the 18th, and going to do his dissertation on your leader here. That's another miracle. And I do take these things humbly, but God opened my eyes to see that these are miracles like I've never seen in 2015. They're happening to you. I hope you learn to recognize your miracles, and I want to thank God for doing these things. God bless you. We're out of time here this morning, and we're going to give you a minute back. Amen. If anybody wants to write me at Bernard Johnson with the V, like Victor Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. Those who want to send gifts, go to Walmart and send it to Bernard Johnson, Overland Park, Kansas, and then call us with that reference code so we may get that gift. The Lord bless you and keep you. May something phenomenal happen to you between now and tomorrow. Lord bless you. I just thought about something. I said to you all what the Lord said. He said something spectacular is going to happen. who knows, this may be the brink of the spectacular. We don't know. But after it's going to happen, in Jesus' name. Y'all have a wonderful day, and may the Lord bless you real good. Good day.